AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two people are dead in the small town of Van, Texas. Eight others still missing since last night's tornado. AP's David Warren reports the twister cut a path through the East Texas town.
There are some old and very large trees that were knocked over, knocked onto vehicles, knocked onto buildings, knocked over onto homes. The siding of a couple homes that I saw were torn away. The rooftop of one of the school buildings was torn away.
Flash flooding from last night's storms took the life of a man in his 20s after he tried to get out of his car that had been washed into a creek near Corsicana, Texas. A young Arkansas couple was killed, their toddler surviving the tornado that destroyed their mobile home. All in all, the storm front touched off tornadoes from Texas to South Dakota. Anita Matthews, owner of a mini-mart in hard-hit Delmont, South Dakota, says a friend was lucky to get her family to safety.
She stepped outside to get into her car to go somewhere, and that she saw the tornado coming. So she ran back in the house, woke up all of her kids out of bed, and got them down to the basement just before it hit, and it totally wiped her house out.
On top of that, a foot of snow fell into Black Hills over the weekend. Erica Owens, many other people across Hattiesburg, Mississippi, are mourning the shooting deaths of police officers LaCoury Tate and Benjamin Dean. But Owens suffers double grief today. Her mother was the last Hattiesburg officer killed in the line of duty, and she had known Dean since high school.
He and I grew up together. We went to high school together and, you know, got into trouble together and, you know, just, it was just... He was such a great guy.
Tate's family says he had always wanted to be a police officer. Police say the two were gunned down during a traffic stop. Four people face their first court appearance on the charges, which stem from Saturday night's killings. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 50. This is AP Radio News. Two inmates have been found dead inside a Nebraska prison after officers regained control from prisoners who seized at least part of it yesterday. Rita Foley has the tales.
Prisoners took control of the part of the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution that houses death row inmates. One even called a local newspaper saying they'd taken the whole prison, though that doesn't seem to be the case. Two staff members were assaulted and one inmate was shot as officers tried to get control of the deteriorating situation. Authorities did regain control on Monday morning and found two inmates dead. At the moment, authorities aren't releasing details about those deaths. I'm Rita Foley.
The Hispanic owner of a barbecue restaurant in northern Colorado drops a plan to give white customers a 10% discount on what he called White Appreciation Day. Edgar Antillon says he decided to include everyone in the discount after online criticism and a bomb threat. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.